It's time for the KHNS local news. I'm Jen Shelton. Today in the news, 8 Lady Panthers will compete at the basketball state championship. As KHNS's Melinda Munson reports, hopes are high for the Skagway school team. And Haynes wrestlers traveled to Fairbanks over the weekend for the middle school state tournament. The team had 3 girls and 3 boys earn state honors in their weight classes.
Skagway School's Lady Panthers placed second at the Region 5 1A basketball tournament. The girls' 35-26 win over the Hoonah Braves in Ketchikan on March 2nd secured them a spot at the state championship. Coach Nate Jennings was optimistic about his team's abilities in January following the Elizabeth Petrovich Women's High School Basketball Invitational.
Now they're starting to click a little bit, and definitely more shots are falling. So I feel like we're really on a good schedule as far as our progression. And I have so many offensive threats on this team that I can't wait to see them all kind of shine together finally and start making shots like they all can. And we're going to be really dangerous once they start doing that.
The team is composed of 12 girls. 8 are permitted to travel. 2 members are seniors, Ava Myers and Athena Smith. For Jennings, who has coached the Lady Panthers for 7 years, it's a family affair. His daughter Lennon, a sophomore, is on the team. His son Mason, 12, sometimes helps call the games, to the delight of Skagway fans.
To Myers. Myers back to Jennings. 3-pointer on the way. It's in! Wet like water. Lennon Jennings puts up a 3. And 5-2, Skagway leads.
At the end of the game, before signing off, Mason ran onto the court to celebrate.
I gotta go!
The girls, who just arrived home from regionals, were met with the lights and sirens of Skagway's fire and police force as they disembarked the ferry. The team will leave again shortly for the championship, held in Anchorage from March 13th through 16th. For KHNS, this is Melinda Munson.
Haynes Middle School wrestling coach Jake Mason took 11 wrestlers to the state tournament over the weekend.
I'm thrilled with how he performed there.
In middle school wrestling, schools don't compete in separate divisions. Big schools like Anchorage and fairly small ones like Haynes, they all meet on the same mat. This year's state tournament hosted 39 schools and over 600 athletes, all vying to place in the top of their weight class. Haynes had 6 wrestlers place in the top 8. 7th grader Luke Bell finished with the best standing. Wrestling at 70 pounds, he took 2nd place. Coach Mason said he did fantastic.
He did have a smaller weight class, that littler kids, you know, there's typically less wrestlers. So he only had 6 in his division, his weight class.
Wrestling at 75 pounds, 6th grader Violet Crow lost 1 match and won another, earning a 3rd place finish. Crow told KHNS that her mom took her to Cold Stone Ice Cream to celebrate. 7th grader Briley Swanner, wrestling at 155 pounds, went into the tournament unseeded. Mason said the underdog battled hard and just missed a podium finish, placing 4th. 8th grader Finn Crow, wrestling at 91 pounds, ended his middle school career with a string of back-to-back matches. He wrestled 8 total matches over 2 days, which Mason called brutal.
He had one of the largest weight classes. There was 46 kids in his weight. And, you know, he placed 5th. He wrestled great.
8th grader Calvin Bell, wrestling at 133 pounds, had 34 kids in his weight class. He ended the tournament in 7th. Bell wrestled to the quarterfinals, where he eventually lost in overtime in what Mason said was a super tough match.
So it was just back and forth against a really tough kid from Anchorage, and he just wrestled his heart out.
And Michaela Henry, wrestling at 128 pounds, also lost in overtime in her last match. She earned an 8th place finish out of 16 wrestlers in her weight class. Coach Mason said the tournament was a battle of endurance for the 7th grader.
You know, she kind of ran into some challenges with... just how short her previous matches had been. She hadn't been pushed beyond, you know, 30 to 45 seconds. She was just pinning everybody down here in Southeast.
But the team had their sights set on more than just wrestling last weekend. They had set some lofty winter travel goals. Mason said the team hoped to drive home from Fairbanks in one day, normally a 12-hour drive. They woke up at 6:30 on Sunday morning and started driving. But by the time they'd reached Destruction Bay, they'd caught wind that the pass home was closed. The team diverted through Whitehorse, where they spent the night. On Monday morning, they drove to Skagway, where they bummed a boat ride.
So we had to, once again, take the Pavlov from Skagway to Haines. So we got rescued by Brent Crow once again. That's actually Finn's dad, and he runs the tender, the Pavlov. He had it docked in Skagway and was like, well, let's jump on the boat and get home. You know, we
finally home. The team will take a short break from wrestling before the Haines Wrestling Club starts up next week. That's it for the KHNS local news. We had reporting today by Melinda Munson, and I'm Jen Shelton. This is KHNS Haines, Skagway, and Klukwan at 102.3 and translator K220 BK Skagway, Alaska at 91.9.